It's time for Benedict and Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Listen as Tom and Gus Kautz bring you live play-by-play and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from our Raven Sports boosters.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Retirement planning is not just about retirement, but about planning. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary review of your current retirement situation. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC, Hamada Wealth Management Group, and IFG. Your unaffiliated entities.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
And then we welcome you to Des Moines, Nebraska. Des Moines, Iowa. Oh my gosh, we don't even know where we're at. Welcome to Des Moines, where this afternoon, and a game that was originally scheduled to be played yesterday, delayed 24 hours because of the inclement weather, and there is a lot of snow on the ground up here. This afternoon, the Benedict and Ravens are being hosted by Grandview. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph. He's back at the Kent Radio Sports Studio, handing the hard work, our producer and our engineer this afternoon. Tom Kautz with you here courtside. The gymnasium here always just a pleasant facility. It is well lit. We talk about it all the time. The walls are strewn with conference and national championship banners for many, many sports. And so this Grandview University takes its athletics very, very seriously. In fact, the football team is just in the national championship game just a month ago, maybe. That all said, Benedict been traveling up here this morning and getting ready to go with this game here today. Lady Ravens and the Grandview Lady Vikings. Then what we're going to do, Joseph, we're going to take a break right here out of the gate. We'll get that taken care of, and we'll be back. We'll bring you some starters. We'll bring a little insight into the game. And then, of course, it'll be the tip-off for the ladies, the first of two here on Care Radio.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
There's nothing like a fresh new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
And as we return, Public Announcer announcers get set to introduce the starters to this crowd here this afternoon. How about I bring them to you? What do you say? First of all, for Grandview. The Lady Vikings coming to the ballgame today under fourth season head coach Kelly Greenway. And they are going to be starting, as I'm doing a little bit of math work here, and Benedictine is tricking us a little today, so we'll be watching that. Rounding this out, here we go. Okay, for Grandview, coming into the ball game today, they're really good. Okay, they're 15-4, they're 7-1 in the conference. Grandview is going to be starting Maddie Alstra, a 5'4" junior from Wonkan, Iowa. It'll be McKenna Monahan. She's a senior from Silver Lake, Minnesota at 5'8". Shannon Pisney, 5'9" senior guard from Lime Springs, Iowa. From Fonda, Iowa at 5'9", it's going to be freshman Ella Larson, and rounding it out, Brianna Bain. Brianna is a senior from Maxwell, Iowa. She is 6'. We'll just call her 6 foot even. So Alstrom, Monahan, Pisney, Larson, and Bain. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens. And head coach Jan Folsom. Coach Folsom in his 20th season here today. We are going to have starters for Benedictine. A little different than it has looked, which is different than it looked before. Let me share them with you. You can just kind of make up your own mind for Benedictine. It's going to be Twyla Valakirskio. She's a 5'10" junior from Verona, Missouri. We're going to have Anna San Juan from Spain. Anna's a senior, 5'7". We've got junior Aaliyah Raines from Meriden, Kansas. Jeff West High School product. She's 5'8". Then I'm 5'10" senior from Gardner Edgerton High School, Skylar Washington. And at the 5 for Benedictine, at 6'2", the senior from Maple Plain, Minnesota, it's Natalie Samarin. Benedictine to the traveling black uniforms with red and white lettering and trim. For Grandview, it is the home white with red and black. Benedictine, with his road trip today, is finally closing out what feels like a really long, albeit only really a 3-game road stand, but feels like it's been a long, long time since they've been back in the friendly confines of the Nolan Gymnasium. The good news is for Raven fans is that is coming up here later this week. Benedictine has been stricken with some illness and injury. They have a half a dozen players suited up on the sidelines. That means Coach Folsom is here with 11. Coach Wilder, we want to extend a hey and hello. How are you to you? I hope you enjoy the ball game today. Here we go. The ball is up the tip of the way. It's going to be controlled down by the Vikings. Grandview's got it to begin things, and we are underway. Out on top of this is going to be Maddie Alstrom. Alstrom over to Emma Larson. This Grandview team, we talked about it, is good, been good, has a lot of wins. 3-point shot for the baseline, up it's up, no good. And rebounding it down is going to be Raines. Here comes Benedictine on offense. Raines into the forecourt with the outlet pass to San Juan. Should kick it out on top. Scott would drop all the way around the horn. Goes back door. The shot by Natalie. It's up. It's into the Lady Ravens. It's broken out on top of 2-0. So Natalie has the first 2 points of the afternoon. BC with the early lead. Back down court with it will come Grandview. They'll dump it over to the right side to Pisney. Now into the right corner. Grandview has had not one but two players who have been the Girls Conference Player of the Week. And Ella Larson was back on week one, and then just a week ago, it was Shannon Pisney, first player of the week of 2022. Here's a driving shot down to the main side. It's going to be up and crossing over, counted, and that is Ella Larson. So we are deadlocked at 2 with 8:45 to go here in the opening quarter. Benedictine at Grandview. The ball over to the left side. Raines is going to take it. Lee will go into the lane. Oh, beautiful change of directions. Goes up with the left hand. It hits it a little bit short. Rebounding it down is going to be Grandview. Alstrom up with the basketball. Dumps it over to the right side. Larson, long cross court. Pass left side. Monahan, 3 in and out. Offensive board. Followed up. No. Rebound pulled down by Natalie. Samarin coming out with the basketball. And Monahan tries to come up with a steal in the backcourt. Nice job, San Juan. Up the floor with it. Goes to the high post. The feed comes in the middle. The dish down to the baseline. And there was nobody there. Twyla was kicking it down to the left side inside the block, and she fully thought she had a teammate there. It did not. And back up with it will come Grandview. We're even at 2, 2 minutes into the game. Granby with the basketball over to the left wing. Comes off on top to Bain. Brown and Bain playing at the five spot for this team today. Around the horn, left side, easy layup, up and good. Just beating San Juan to the left side. Maddie Ahlstrom has her first point to the game, and for the first time this afternoon, Grandview is in front, and we're going to get 5 seconds closely guarded. Twyla unable to put the ball in play. Grandview will have it back in, leading by two at the baseline of their offensive end. They're looking to bring it in. It'll be Ahlstrom. Ahlstrom brings it over to the left side to Bain, to Larson, the feed into the lane, back to Ahlstrom. Right side, jump shot, up, hits the bottom of the rim, and we're going to have a foul against Benedictine. Going to put Brianna Bain at the free throw line, and the whistle is going to be the first foul of the day for Natalie Samarin. No, it's not. It's going to be 33. It'd make it 23, so it's going to be on San Juan. Hannah will have her first foul, and this free throw is up, hit the front of the rim, bounces up, and rolls over and in. Bain is on the board with her first point today. It is now 5-2. Second free throw makes it 6-2. Back up the floor of the basketball. Here comes Grandview. BC into the forecourt. San Juan will have it just across the timeline. She's within a step of midcourt on the right side. Kicks it over to Rains, give and go underneath. The shot is up and good. Samarin has her fourth point of the ball game. Rains the assist, and BC's back to within two. Vikings kick it over to the right side, where the three is launched and missed. Rebounding it down, San Juan. She's going through a lot of traffic and finally gets rid of the ball. Gets it to Samarin, who starts bringing it up the floor. Back comes San Juan. Benedictine is on offense. Right side range. She'll work her way to the left side. Stop at the top of the key. Kicks it over to the left. Looking into the middle with the basketball. It's going to be Skylar Washington on the right-hand dribble. Starts down the lane. Kicks it back over to the right. San Juan works off the screen. Starts into the lane for herself. Nothing there. Raymond's working a little motion here. The 15-footer is going to be put on its way. And good. Leah Raines for two. And we're even at 6-8. 6.5 to go in the opening quarter. A three on the other end. Granby rattles home for Brianna Bain. Bain puts Granby right back on top. That possession lasted about 6 seconds. BC up the floor again. An absolutely unusual lineup out on the floor. And I'm just not sure we've ever seen this five on the court before. Here's Skylar with it to Natalie. Goes into the lane, back and in. Twyla drops his shoulder, puts up a shot way too hard. The long carom comes out over the front lip of the rim. It's going to be knocked out of bounds, lost off the Vikings. A duo of substitutions checking into the game for Grandview. We're going to get Brianna Jensen, and we're going to get Natalie Rigatuso into the game. Jensen is a 5'10 senior from Remsen, Iowa. Rigatuso is a 5'7 senior from CB. 1 second, no seconds, and Benedictine fails to be aware of shot clock time and does not get a shot taken. 5:49 to go in the opening quarter. Grandview is going to be putting it in play right in front of Coach Greenway and the Lady Viking bench. And up the floor with it, they're going to come. They'll swing it over to the left side. It's going to be Jensen with it. Now the feet underneath, the one-hand layup, Brianna Bain. She's having a great start to this game. 7 already, and we are not 5 minutes in. BC into the forecourt, trailing by 5 at 11-6. On the left side, Skylar hasn't taken a shot. This will be her first of the game. And in. Skylar gliding down the baseline from the left side. Makes it 11-8, Grandview. Vikings push pass over to the right side to Pizzi. She will cut into the lane. Big collision, a blocking foul. Count the bucket, plus one. Coming into the play and getting there a little bit late, Raines will draw the foul and an opportunity at a conventional three for Shannon Pisney. The foul is going to be the first for Raines, and Benedictine will make 1, 2, 3. Wow, is that 4? I'm looking out of the court here. 4 substitutions. Bear with me as I check these off. We're at the free throw line right now. Pisney's out there. Free throw is going to be good. So give Shannon Pisney that bucket. The only one who stays on the floor is going to be Skylar Washington. And Benedictine throws it away on a badly executed inbound. And then with no defense on the other end, the shot goes up uncontested but misses. And so a break for Benedictine right there. Here comes the BC offense. Monobomb has it up on top, and she gets surrounded by a pair of defenders and then fouled on top. And let me give you the BC five out there. Along with Skyler Washington, you're going to have Allie Brzezowski and Riley Wade. You'll have Heather Ronnebaum and Raina Jasper. And I'm going to fix that. That is not who it is. It is not Riley Wade. It's Jennifer. Jennifer Jenkins. Brzezowski, a little turnaround shot for Benedictine, knocks it down and has her first point today. It is now 14-10. Shot from the outside for Grandview's going to miss. Offensive rebound in front of the Benedictine bench. The Lady Vikings will bring it off on top. Rigatuso has it for a little bit. She's going to hand it back over, top of the key, to Regsdorf, who's now in. Here's a driving shot. Left side. It's up and two more for Shannon Pisney. And right now, an offensive exhibition being put on by Grandview. They're up to 16 already, 16-10. That would mean they're on a, 30 or so point per quarter kind of pace. Incredible. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not insinuating they're going to score 120 today. However, I'm saying mathematically at this rate they would. 4:12 to go in the first quarter, and the ball knocked out of bounds. It'll come back in again to Benedictine. Lady Ravens will be putting it in play. Deep at the baseline. The shot is going to go up, and it's going to go in. Count the bucket for Jennifer Jacobs. Jacobs makes it 16-12. Lady Ravens battling tough. Rigatuso with it. All the way around the perimeter, they're going to go to Jensen. Jensen feeds over to the left block. Just into the game now is going to be Jennifer Burns. Shot from the outside, up and good for three. Jensen hits her first point to the ball game, making it a 19-12 lead. And as BC puts the ball in play, we have a foul. Jensen now will commit her first personal foul. It'll be team foul two for Grandview. It is a 19-12 Grandview lead, and this game is absolutely wide open and full speed. These two teams are going at a breakneck pace. JJ with the ball into the forecourt. Ronnebaum back over to the left side. Skyner for three. Won't get it. Rebound underneath Brzezowski. Loses the ball. Goes to the floor. Picks it up. Turns, shoots off the glass and hits it anyway. Nicely done by Allie Brzezowski for her fourth point, and it's 19-14 Grandview. 3:15 to go in this fast-paced, high offense first quarter. Grandview, right side, going in, going up. Two more! Rigatuso scores! It's 21-14. 3 minutes to go in the first. BC will bring it in over on the left side. It'll be handled in by Raina Jasper. Now for Benedictine, Raina is a freshman out of Garnett, Kansas, 5'6". Raina has the ball up top side. Gets it out on top now. Heather with it. She'll drive left. Gets inside. Beautiful move. Drives against her defender and lays it off the rim and scores. Heather Ronnebaum for two. 21-16 Grandview. 2.5 to go. It may take 80 to win this today. Maybe take more. Grandview with the ball between the circles. Bumps it over to the right side. Kelly Lerar in now. Back out on top, Grandview. Looks in. Cross-court pass, stolen away. Ronnebaum, she's on the court. One on two. Ditches over. Skyler doesn't get it to fall, but draws the foul. What a nice job. A steal by Ronnebaum. The outlet to her teammate who is sprinting with the other end of the floor. And free throws coming up here for Benedictine. Coming to the line for the Lady Ravens, Skyler Washington. We're down to 2 minutes and 10 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. 21-16. The free throw, it's up and in.
Skyler Washington on the line.
Skyler will have the first. She'll take her time. Eyes up the second, and it is in as well. That is her fourth point of the afternoon. 21-18. And Benedictine is within a possession. Now Skyler out of the ball game. And I'm looking at here for Benedictine. Back in is going to be Aaliyah Raines. 2 minutes to go with the first quarter. The lob will go to the top side of the key, over to the left side of the free throw line, back on top, it's three, it's good. My goodness, the shooting percentage is here absolutely crazy. That's a three for Kelly Lerar. 24-18 Grandview. And now they're going to steal the ball away from Jacobs, who I can't understand why she was bringing it up the floor, and an easy layup from Monahan. And Benedictine going to take a timeout. We're still in the opening quarter here in Des Moines, Iowa. A minute 41 to go in the first in the ladies' game. It's Grandview 26, Benedictine 18.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
Once again, we welcome you back to the campus of Grandview University in Des Moines, Iowa, where the Benedictine ladies are playing really well. I mean, they are down in this game by some 8 points, but they are shooting the ball well. They're hitting 70% of their shots. They are 2 of 2 at the free throw line. They've only missed 1 3-point shot in the game, and yet trailing by that much. Carrasquillo put the ball up and she's back into the game, misses the easy shot and a rebound back down to Grandview. Grandview looking for the double-digit lead, all alone inside, undefended, laying it up and in. Ravens too slow coming down the court as Brianna Bain has two more. That's her 9th point of the opening quarter and it's 28-18. Benedictine with a double-digit deficit. Now the pass to the other end of the court. The shot goes up from underneath. It's no good. And on the rebound, a jump ball call. Grandview is 11 of 18 shooting, 61%, 3 of 7 from the outside. That's 43, and they are perfect at the free throw line, 3 of 3. Ravens have turned it over 5 times. That's probably the key number right now. Grandview just won. BC will bring it in over on the left side. Reigns, baseline runner. Nope, rebound tipped down. It's going to be rescued, and that's San Juan with the basketball. We're in the last minute of the opening quarter. It is 28-18 Grandview. Benedictine does not want to be trailing by double figures at the end of one quarter. On the left side, runner bomb, does not take the shot, dishes it off down low. Shot clock to 5. BC's already had 1 shot clock violation. Here goes the Schmerin shot, misses everything. And again, the Ravens will have a shot clock violation in the opening quarter. Now into the ball game for Benedictine. We're going to see Riley Wade, the 5'9 sophomore from Olathe. I think they played everybody. All but one. Here's a 3 from the right side. Perfectly online, a little bit short, and an offensive rebound. Called down by Ella Larson. Grandview's going to keep it alive. 15 on the shot clock, 22 to go in the opening quarter. Driving into the middle, Larson loses the handle. Skip pass comes back out on top, taken there by Ahlstrom. She'll dump it over to the left side. Monahan has it. Ahlstrom, Monahan, feeds off the left block, running left, something good, Brianna Bain, she owns this game. Lady Reeves going to hurry, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, half court shot at the buzzer, not close, it's the end of one quarter. We got a timeout on the floor, first quarter of the ladies game, the first of our double hitters in the book. It is Grandview 30, Benedictine 18.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill, and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Hey, we're back with you in Iowa this afternoon. The Benedictine Lady Ravens, the first of our hoops doubleheader today, and BC at the end of the opening quarter finds themselves trailing 30-18. A recap of the first quarter scoring for you. For Grandview, wow, what a start for Brianna Bain. She is 4 out of 5 from the floor, 1 of 1 from 3, 2 of 2 at the free throw line, already with 11 opening quarter points. Following her, Shannon Pisney has 5. Brianna Jensen, Kelly Lear, each with 3 for Benedictine. Natalie Samarin, Allie Brzezowski, 4 apiece. front of them, Wade, Jacobs, Reigns, Washington, each with two. We go into the second quarter. It'll be Grandview basketball, and we're back underway with it. Here's a three-pointer, right side. It is up. It is short. It's tipped out and loose on the floor. Going to be saved by Twyla. And here comes San Juan up court with it. BC with the basketball and up the floor for the Lady Ravens. Karis Keo, San Juan, Wade, Reigns, Samara. And the shot from underneath is going to be up and good. Give that to Reigns, her fourth point of the afternoon. 30-20. BC down by 10. Topside with it is going to be Ella Larson. She'll roll around to the right, getting it there, Monahan. Monahan to Alstrom at the point guard spot. Falling away, the three off balance, no. And you could tell immediately that she had missed the shot, okay? Because Ella Larson, length of the shot, races toward the basket. Knew she'd missed it, got her own rebound, followed it up, hit the bucket, drew the foul, and has a chance at a three-pointer here. And that foul is going to be on Samarin for Benedictine, her first today. Free throw is up way off the mark, and the Ravens are going to rebound it down. So here comes BC, San Juan, fighting her way up the floor, has it knocked out of her hands. It's going to be going out of bounds to Benedictine. As Anna comes up, working with that left hand, she had two defenders, and it was just like tooth and nail as she was working to get that ball up the floor. There was nothing easy about that trip. Wade will be putting it in play for Benedictine. Maybe a great day and a great opportunity for the transfer into this program to show her wares. The ball shot, missed, rebound. Grandview saving it out on top. All alone, the uncontested three. No. Rebound to get down is going to be BC. Reigns. She'll bring it up for herself. Takes it down, gets double-teamed in front of the Grandview bench, goes to the top of the key. Down to San Juan, the left-hand at three. Wide, wide, wide to the right side. It'll go out of bounds and back to Grandview. Looking at the numbers as they continue to develop, Benedictine and Grandview, both shooting identical percentages, 52% from the floor, but Grandview's just shot so many more times. And from the onside, Grandview, 3 of 10, Benedictine, 0 for 1, so the Lady Ravens not shooting. Not are they not just hitting, they are not shooting from the perimeter in this game. 8:15 to go in the first. Grandview back up court with the basketball. They lead it by a dozen. It's 32-20. They'll dish it over to the left side. Way out on the edge, guarded by Riley. Back out on top, it'll come to Jensen. Brianna shot deflected, and a Benedictine foul. This may be on Maddie. We'll wait and see the officials coming over the scoring table. Yep, into the ball game, Maddie Melton. And now, here's the deal. With 8 minutes plus to go in the first half, if you came and you have a uniform, you have already played in this game for Benedictine. Melton will have her first foul and the first free throw here. Launched, second free throw here, launched, and one of them goes and one of them doesn't. Back up court with it will come. Benedictine. Lady Ravens have it out on top. Drive down to the left side. Looking into the middle. Slipping to the floor. Reigns, but she's able to recover the ball. It gets it to Wade. Back it will come. Left side. Reigns. Baseline layup is up and good. So count that bucket for Reigns. And back the other way. Here comes Grandview, and as quickly as that, we get another foul. Foul is going to be on Reigns. It'll be her second foul of the ballgame. She's the first Lady Raven to reach two fouls. Reigns comes out. Samarin comes out as Brzezowski and Washington return to the floor. And again, coming to the free throw line, Grandview. And this time it's going to be Maddie Alstrom, whose first shot is good. Alstrom, her third point this afternoon. 34-22. Second free throw, good. 35-22. Largest advantage of the day for Grandview. They are now up some 13 points. BC left side, Skyler was undefended, was looking into the middle for some, did not even consider the outside shot. Now she'll go inside, miss it, followed up, and it'll be missed by Brzezowski. It will be missed by Who was that in there? Matty Melton. So Melton couldn't get it falling. And back and forth with it will come Grandview. Grandview, 15-4 on the season, 7-1 in the conference on top of the North Division in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. Baseline three from the left side is good. So draining it from deep from the left side, Natalie Regazzuso. And it is now 38-22. Lady Ravens in some trouble. The breakaway down the floor, scored by Skyler. 38-24. Grandview back up court, knocked away by Skyler. She'll take it down the floor, goes up left side. Yes, Skyler Washington. 38-26. Benedictine with back-to-back scores has gotten back to within a dozen, and we have 6:15 to go in the first half. Grandview going from left to right across your dial as we're looking at it here. They'll be out on top to Alstrom. Swings around to the left side. That's going to be Shannon Kisney. Back out on top. Another three. This time it's going to be wide to the right side of the Ravens. Riley Wade is going to bring down the basketball. Riley will bring it up for herself. Gets double-teamed across the timeline, then picks up her dribble. Gets pinned at the top. Ravens are going to lob it down the right side, and as Brzezowski goes in, she gets fouled. Allie Brzezowski fouled by Natalie Regazzuso. Regazzuso will have picked up her first foul of the afternoon, and Benedictine is going to take San Juan out of the game, and back in for BC is going to come Raina Jasper. A couple of free throws for Brzezowski. First one way short. Barely drew iron, kicked straight back toward her. She'll have one more free throw coming up here. Still a 38-26 Grandview lead at 5:50 to go in the half. Second free throw, yeah. Brzezowski will get one of two, making it 38-27. Benedictine, a little token pressure on the upcourt play. Ringsdorf in the game now for Grandview. She'll have the ball left side in front of the BC bench. Dumps it over the left edge. Regazzuso looking inside. She's going to be guarded by Jasper. Regazzuso goes in. Up, missed it. Jasper comes down with a rebound. Goes over to the left side to Skyler. Skyler finds herself one on four. Goes back over to Riley. Wade mishandles the woman. Able to recover it. Out on top. It'll go to Brzezowski. Back to Wade. Shot clock at 18. Beautiful entry pass. Left-handed layup. It's up. It's in. Plus one. Wade the assist. Benedictine gets a bucket from Maddie Melton, and she's coming to the free throw line. How about that? Nice play up the court for Benedictine. That was a nice entry pass and good finish for Madeline Melton. Maddie, one of the young players on this team, a 5'11" freshman from Lewisburg, Kansas. She will complete the three-point play, hitting the free throw. Benedictine is back to within 10 at 38-30. We've got 5:11 to go in the second quarter. That's right, lots of points in this one. Here's a quick three, Grandview, boom, gets another. Wow, Kelly Lear, her second three today, and it's 41-30. And we are inside 5 minutes to go in the half. BC with the ball up on top. Melton gets it over to Skyler. She'll start to the right side. Pulls up her dribble. Melton on top. Feeds underneath. Brzezowski gets thrown to the floor. That shot was enough beneath the rim. I don't know what kind of a great chance it had of going in. But the foul is going to be on Jenna Bruns for Grandview. As Coach Greenway has used almost everyone on her bench already. She's gone, what, 10 deep now? And coming to the free throw line for Benedictine is Allie Brzezowski. She is one of two at the line this afternoon. Allie's first. No, again, like the last time, very short, just barely drawing the front. One more shot coming up for Brzezowski at 4:43 to go in the opening half here in Iowa. Takes her time out of Hera, Oklahoma. The senior misses that one very short as well. She is one of four at the free throw line. Grandview comes up with the basketball and dashes quickly into the forecourt. They'll have it out on top with Alstrom. She kicks it over on the left side. Ella Larson between the circles to Monahan. The feed to the right block. Looking to back in is Bain. No room. They rotate, reverse the ball. Go back to the left side. Grandview moves the ball really, really well. They move fast. They pass crisply. Shot clock's at 3. Falling away shot. Hits the rim. No shot clock resets, but Benedictine will come down with a rebound, and here's Riley Wade with the ball. Wade up the floor and gets it back behind her. And Wade threw it to Raina Jasper. Raina had no idea. Never dreamed that thing was going to come to her. And was so unprepared that as she catches it, she travels with the ball. So Benedictine is going to turn it back over. Wade's going to come out. Washington comes out. And Ronnebaum and... oh, my goodness. Who else is coming back in for Benedictine? Could it be Aaliyah? Okay. So Heather Ronnebaum and Aaliyah Raines back in for Coach Bolsa. 3:55 to go in the first half. The reverse layup by Grandview misses. And the tap up no good. Rebound Raines. Here comes Benedictine. BC mishandling the ball over to place to the backcourt. They seem very confused coming up the floor. And again, just not their normal set of people. Here's a cross-court pass. Way off the mark. Rebound saved in, but back into the hands of Grandview. And now they're going to say she was out of bounds. Probably a break for Benedictine there, as by going out of bounds, they prevent a Viking fast break. Brzezowski comes off the floor. Samarin back in for the Lady Ravens. Samarin, Reince, Melton, Runnebaum, and Jasper. Again, there's a five I don't know that I've seen on the court at any one time. We're at 3:25 to go in that first half. Grandview with the basketball. Right side uncontested. Monahan, that three is off the back of the rim, and a well-positioned rebound inside is going to be knocked out of the hands of Jasper and out of bounds off Maddie Ahlstrom. Ravens are going to have it back here. BC will be dealing with some full-court pressure. Melton was going to go put the ball in play, but now she will check out, and back in for Benedictine will come Twyla. Benedictine with the ball. For some reason, 28 on the shot clock, and well, that's right, because they touched it there inbounds for a moment before it went back out. Here's Ronnebaum. He's still got it in the backcourt. There's your 10 seconds. Benedictine absolutely unable to bring the ball up the floor. Ravens are going to turn it over. 3:08 to play. First half. Here comes Grandview in his midcourt. 41-30, Lady Vikings in front. Turn to the left side. Ahlstrom spins to the right, goes into the lane, loses the handle on it. It's out of bounds, and it's going to be Benedictine basketball. On the court for Coach Holsom, you've got Natalie Samarin, Aaliyah Raines, Twyla Karaskio, Heather Runnebaum, Raina Jasper. BC dealing with some full-court pressure, and it's causing them a little bit of grief. It'll come in to Raines. She'll get it back to Twyla. Twyla's not the ball handler to bring it up the floor. Gets it to Raines. She'll take it across the timeline. Back out on top now. It's going to be Raina. 2:40 to go. The feed underneath. A beautiful pass. Give Raines the assist and 2 more points for Natalie. Her first points of the second quarter. She's got 6 today. And it is 41-32. We were in a long scoreless point there. And a turnover up top side by the Vikings. Benedictine is going to have a back in play. 2 minutes and 28 seconds to go. We got a timeout? Yeah. Right now, Coach Greenway not happy with her team. They were up 16 a little while ago, but Benedictine has cut that about in half. We're taking a break. 2:28 left before intermission of the women's game. Grandview 41, Benedictine 32.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right parts. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Welcome back as the teams huddling up around their respective coaching staffs. Benedictine coming out with Twyla and Natalie and Skyler. They've got Heather and Raina. Those are the Benedictine five for Grandview out on the court. You've got Ahlstrom and Monahan, Pisney, Lear, and Bain. Grandview puts the ball in play along the near side, and here we go. Out on top is going to be Kelly Lear. Left side it goes to Pisney. Again, they move the ball so well. Shot clock 18, plenty of time. Long cross court pass over to Monahan. Benedictine sticking with the player defense. Over to the right corner, Pisney. Baseline right, Alstrom. She's working against Raina Jasper. Now the feed down to the baseline, and we have a foul called. It's going to be on Kyler? Nope, it's going to be on Natalie. So Natalie will pick up her second foul of the game, and Lady Ravens have their fourth foul of the second quarter. Still just over 2 minutes to go before halftime. Samarin is going to check out of the game for Benedictine, and back in is going to be Brzozowski. Granby works around to the right side. They lead in the game by 9. Shot clock at 11, now to 10. The kick back out on top to Monahan. Over to the right, the uncontested three is perfect. Again, Pisney wide open, her first three of the afternoon, and it is now 44-32. Minute 40 to go in the half. Benedictine up the floor, down the right side with it is going to be Jasper. Baseline shot up, no good. Rebound, Lady Vikings. They'll lose the handle for a moment in the backcourt, but bring it up very easily. Over to the right side it comes, and the shot good by McKenna Monahan. Monahan with two more. 46-32, and as quickly as that, Grandview back up by some 14 points. A minute 10 to go before halftime. The ball gets kicked, and the Ravens will bring it in on the near side. Grandview continues to rotate him in and out. Back into the contest is going to come Ella Larson. Twyla putting it in play from the near side for Benedictine. Looking in, finally able to find Jasper. Raina brings it up. And again, what Granby does, when you come across midcourt, they trap you to the top, and they steal it away, and the uncontested easy layup on the other end is good for two more. The defensive pressure is something Benedictine is incapable of handling, or certainly is not, let's put it that way, not handling it very well right now. 49 seconds left. The ball knocked away from behind. Here comes Granby off the steal. Cross-court, it goes to the left side. The dish back out on top. The three from the point. Boom! Another one. And Grandview is thriving on the defensive pressure. That's Ella Larson for a three, and it is now 51-32, and suddenly Benedictine down 19 points. That is, what, a 10-0 run right now for Grandview. And we're at a half a minute to go. It's going to be the first. We got a foul on the upcourt play by Larson. Her first, team foul four. So Benedictine, shot clock's off. 25 seconds to go before halftime. They need to get into the locker room. In the backcourt, San Juan brings it up to Skyler. She'll go baseline. Dish it across to the left side to Heather. Back out on top, it'll go. The three is up for San Juan. Wide to the right side. And rebound down. Grandview, they're going to hurry, but they're going to get a time at a shot. 5 seconds. Here's a three, set sail, and short rebound, BC, and we have gotten to halftime. Intermission in Iowa. We'll be back to summarize for you as we go to the half. It's Grandview 51, Benedictine 32.
It's time for the Taco John's Halftime Show. On your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Taco John's is located south of the Santa Fe Depot in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Good to have you back, because the guys' teams in this intermission between the halves of the ladies' game is going on. The guys' teams are out of the court warming up. Don't forget, we have a 4 o'clock time anticipated for the guys' contest, which, of course, we'll be bringing to you live right here on Care Radio. That said, let's take a little look at how the first half went down, shall we? It didn't go down well for Benedictine, who found themselves trailing at the start. And, well, it just kind of exploded. They were able to battle back a couple of times. They were able to cut into the lead, but as soon as they would do that, it felt like Grandview was able to push back. A lot of points in the first half. Grandview 51 to Benedictine 32, scoring for these two teams. For Grandview, it was 11 points for Brianna Bain. She didn't even score in the second quarter. She had those 11 in the first quarter. Shannon Pinsney has 8, 7 in the game for Ella Larson. Half a dozen apiece for both Maddie Ulstrom and Kelly Lear. 5 in the game for Natalie Rigatuso. And with 4 apiece, McKenna Monahan and Brianna Jensen. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, scoring honors are shared by Aaliyah Raines and Skylar Washington, each with 6. 5.5 for Allie Brzezowski. It was Natalie Smarin with 4. Melton has a 3 points on a conventional 3-point play. And 2 apiece for Heather Runnebaum, Anna Sanwong, Riley Wade, and Jennifer Jacobs. Raina Jasper, Twyla Kersky win the game, neither of them having scored in the first half. Fouls for Grandview, really no issues at all, as Natalie Rigatuso has 2, no one else with more than 1. For Benedictine, Reigns and Smarin each with 2. Melton and San Juan each with 1. So not a lot of fouls in the course of that first half. Benedictine's rebounding leader. Ready for this? Wade, Allie Brzezowski, and Aaliyah Raines, each with 3 to lead the way. For Grandview, you've got Ella Larson with 5 and Pinsney with 3. Numbers, well, here's how they kind of shake out. Not only does Benedictine trail at halftime by 19, but they're not shooting badly. They are 14 of 27. That's 51.9%. Let's call it 52. Grandview is shooting 52.8%. So virtually identical shooting percentages. But Grandview has taken many more shots. Again, the Ravens are 14 of 27. Grandview, 19 of 36. From the outside, Benedictine has abandoned the 3-point shot here this afternoon. I don't know if it's by design or if it's just by nature of how things are going, but Lady Ravens are 0 for 3 from the outside. Grandview is 7 of 17. So Ravens have seen Grandview take 17 3-point shots to the Lady Ravens' 3. Free throws, reasonably similar. 4 of 7 for Benedictine, and I see 57%. Grandview is 6 of 8. They are hitting 75. Turnovers continue to be a problem for Benedictine. They've turned it over 11 times already. Grandview turning it over just 4. They've turned those 11 Raven turnovers into 16 Grandview points. That all said, again, guys are warming up. Second half of the ladies' game coming up, and then the men. Lots more hoops coming your way here on Care. We'll see if the Benedictine women can battle back. As we wait for the second half to begin, we're going to kick it back to the Care Radio Sports Studio. Again, the intermission score from Des Moines. Grandview, 41. Lady Ravens, 32. We'll be back shortly, but in the meantime, here comes Josephine. Brace yourselves. Here comes another fantastic Care Radio halftime.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Your local stop for the latest for all things vaping is Skyway Vapes in downtown Atchison. If you're looking for a selection of e-juice, they've got it. From your familiar favorites to new choices, like their new line of Gorilla Fruit and Gorilla Custard e-juice. Convenient, friendly, knowledgeable. Skyway Vapes in Atchison. Stop by for all your vaping needs at 711 Commercial Street. Open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 12 to 7 on Sunday. Skyway Vapes, serving your local vaping needs in downtown Atchison.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for a family dinner, Subway has it all. And it's never been easier to get your Subway. Order online or through the Subway app, and they'll have your meal ready when you arrive. Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Good Sunday afternoon. This is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. Looking at the Care Country sports schedule, we've got tournament weeks to be announced for Tuesday night. I believe we will probably be doing high school basketball Tuesday night. Please stay tuned to the sports segments of the daily news reports to get a little bit more information on our upcoming schedule. Or, of course, you can go to our free website, mscsports.net, where they will be posted as soon as they are announced. Thursday brings us to Benedictin College basketball as the Ravens play host to Culver Stockton. The women will take to the court at 5:30. The men should take to the court sometime right around 7:30. I'll be back in just a moment with a quick look at the local scores as I have them.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Taking a look around the area in women's basketball Heart of America Athletic Conference action, we've got Central Methodist and Mount Mercy playing as well. Today it is Central Methodist leading Mount Mercy at the half 25-23. At the half in the game that we're listening to right here at Hot Country 93.7, it's Grandview Lady Vikings 51, Benedictine Lady Ravens 32. We'll be returning to the game shortly. I did want to mention in the NFL wild card game right now, we have the Buccaneers at 31 points to the Eagles 7 points. It's the fourth quarter, and they've got 11 minutes and 15 seconds remaining. Coming up today in NFL wild card games, we have the 49ers and the Cowboys matching up at 3:30, and tonight at 7:15, we will have the Kansas City Chiefs and the Steelers matching up. Those games can be found on your local television.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Winter weather got you down? Need a little vitamin D boost to get you out of your slump? Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 Mondays through Thursdays and 10 to noon on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule and get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Are you confused about the stock market? Feel like you are taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist you. They believe it is important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your no-cost income and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC, Hamada Wealth Management Group, and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Here's your Hot Country 93.7 forecast.
partly cloudy this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 35. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy again tonight, lows of aloft around 23. High of 42, tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. Mainly cloudy Tuesday with a high of 49. 22 Wednesday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
For Hot Country 93.7, this is Joseph Kerr with you. It's 32.4 degrees in North Atchison. The wind is out of the west at 3 miles per hour. Relative humidity 82%. Barometric pressure is steady at 29.87 inches of mercury. The dew point is sitting at 28 degrees Fahrenheit, and the wind chill out there is 27 degrees. Taking a look around the area, it's 33 degrees in Valley Falls. Holton is checking in at 34 degrees, with Leavenworth at 30 degrees right now. We'll be joining Tom Couts courtside in just a couple of minutes.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
There's nothing like a fresh new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Retirement planning is not just about retirement, but about planning. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary review of your current retirement situation. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536. Or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
You've been listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. We now rejoin Tom and Gus Couts live at the arena for the second half action.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back to Des Moines. Tom Couts with you here, courtside. Joseph, producing, engineering, doing halftime. Probably shoveling the snow off the front sidewalk because probably nobody else did. He's taking care of all of the stuff. Back at the CARE Radio Sports Studios, Joseph, as always, thanks very, very much. Lady Ravens huddled up around Coach Folsom on the far side. I tell you what, they have a bit of a hill to climb, but not insurmountable. This team's got a lot of skills, but find themselves trailing at 51-32 here at halftime. And we are going to begin the second half with Lady Ravens are going to have the original starting five out there. It looks like I see just scanning over Skylar Washington and Natalie Samarin. We've got Aaliyah Raines, Anna San Juan, and Twyla Kierskio. Benedictine brings it in, the feet underneath. Natalie backpedals, shoots and misses. She took that pass way too far underneath, way below the goal. Tried to back up, trying to get a shot away, unable to make it happen. And back up with it will come Grandview, power move, into the lane. The shot is up and good. The shot by Shannon Pisney begins the second half, and the Ravens are down 20-plus. It is 53-32 with 9:20 to go in the third quarter, and we're going to get a turnover stepping on the near sideline by Benedictine. Lady Ravens are going to give it back. And again, as BC gets into the forecourt, whoever's handling the ball is immediately double-teamed, pinned against the side and midcourt lines. Here's a three from the top that is going to be short. Rebounding it down is Samarin. BC up the floor with it. Twyla brings it up the court. I just never assumed Twyla was the ball handler that she's been forced to be here today. Her shot goes up. No. Not that she can't handle it. She's always been more of a 3-4 for this team, probably. 8:50 to go in the third quarter. Grandview down the court, driving layup hit. boy, just so smooth. Shannon Bisney with two more. Benedictine taking a timeout. Coach taking a timeout. And let's see what they decide to do. We'll enjoy one. Joseph is early in the second half. 8:49 to go, third quarter. And right now it's all Grandview. Lady Vikings 55, Benedictine 32.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Back with you as the Ravens put the ball in play. They turn it over on the inbound coming out of the timeout, but an easy layup missed by Grandview. They haven't done much of that today. Benedict can back up the floor. Now they're going to trap the ball down to the baseline, and as she's jammed up in the corner, San Juan will turn it over. Tell you what, Grandview coming in at 15-4, 7-1 of the conference. They've won the last two in a row. They are, and we're going to talk about this also in the guys' game, undefeated at home, 8-0 here in their gymnasium. So they are extremely, extremely good at home. They like to score points. They can score points. They're averaging about 80 a game. They're going to beat that today. Here's a falling down layup that's going to be up and good for Ella Larson, and she's got 9, 57-32, and then on the inbound play, we're going to have a foul call. Larson, after hitting that bucket, a little excited, commits a foul on the inbound play, and Ravens having trouble with the full court pressure. They just don't have the guard depth out there to handle the ball up the floor. And now they've got Natalie Samarin driving it up the floor. Natalie's not on this team to bring the ball up court, but a capable athlete, she does it, can do it, and does it. Did it right there. 8 minutes ago in the third. Back it in. Head fake. Shot up. Twyla! A layup from the left side of the rim, but she moves it over into her right hand. Not textbook, but it counts. Ravens have a point now in the second half. It's 57-34. Here's a turnaround shot, and another one for Ella Larson. It is now 59-34. And on the inbound, Larson. You can see what she does. She hits a bucket, gets real excited, commits a foul. Did that a moment ago. Comes down the court this time, hits a bucket, gets excited, and on the inbound play, commits a foul again. And now she's going to come out of the game with three fouls, and Benedictine will come into the forecourt. Anna San Juan handling the basketball. San Juan pulls up the dribble, skips it over on the right side to Reigns. This may be her first touch of the basketball in the second half. Aaliyah goes top of the key and lofts it over into the left side. Little head fake, bounce on top. The shot for three, Skylar Washington. Skylar has her ninth point of the game, and it's 59-37. Lady Ravens down now by only 22. 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Grandview down the left side, and that was a nice job in the middle by Pisney to induce a foul by Samarin. Natalie trying to defend her, but I'm just going to tell you right now, she was just too fast, got inside, got everything moving, everybody moving, and contact was just going to happen. Now, having trouble getting the ball in play, they're going to lob it way out on top of the key, and Grandview has it inbound. Brianna Jensen with it over to the left side to Maddie Ahlstrom. Inside, 7 to go in the opening, or in the third quarter. Left side, here's a three, Monahan, no. Long rebound, pull down San Juan, and Benedictine up court with it. Hannah San Juan across the midcourt, goes over to the right side, Skyler pulls up her dribble, back to San Juan, feeds underneath, turning, hook shot, it's up and good, count it, Madeline Melton. And by the way, the Madeline Melton fan club is on hand here today. Her parents, her sister, sitting over here beside me, and for Maddie's family, as they are originally from Texas. All the Texas family, we are very glad to have you along. I hope you're enjoying the game. Certainly would have enjoyed that trip down the court as Maddie looked great. Little hook shot and put that one in. And Maddie Melton has her fifth point this afternoon. It is a 59-39 lead. Grandview and Benedictine stealing it back. Melton at the top, feeds down low, and Brzezowski could not catch up to it. I think that she just didn't anticipate the pass coming in and had not broken to the baseline. Ravens are going to turn it over. 6:15 to go in the third quarter. Grandview walks it up the floor. Ahlstrom over to the right side to Monahan. Back out Ahlstrom. Swings it left side, Pisney. Brianna Jensen looking in. She's going to be guarded by Melton. Back around to the right side it goes. Shot clock at 11. The three-point shot is up. That's an air ball. It's going to go out of bounds on the fly. And as good as Grandview's been at shooting, they were bad on that one as it misses everything and flies out of bounds. We're going to get Grandview bringing Kelly Lear back into the game, who with 6 points has a couple of three-point shots today. Melton has the ball and her outlet pass thrown away right into the hands of a defender. Here comes Pisney. Back over to the right side. Three-point shot up and short. Rebound. Back it comes to Grandview, and they're going to reset the offense. 5:40 to go in the third quarter. 59-39, Vikings by 20. Grandview right over in front of their bench with Monahan. It's going to be stolen. Nice job of stepping in front of the pass by Aaliyah Raines. Raines pass out on top, and we have a foul called. Raines tried to get the ball to Melton, and a defender crashed into her from behind. And it's going to be the first foul of the game for McKenna Monahan of Grandview, and she'll come out of the game. We're at, 5:25 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine trying to get by some 20 points here on the road on a very wintry, snowy Sunday afternoon. Weather's nice out today in that it's not snowing now, but there's a whole lot of snow on the ground up here. BC, Rondebaum in the game, feeds Melton, turns wide to the left side, offensive rebound, shot is up, no, and a foul call putting Benedictine on the free throw line. Lady Ravens are going to be stepping to the stripe. Let's see who will stride up there. It is going to be Raines, and that is the first foul of this afternoon by Pisney. For Grandview, it's already team foul four. With still over 5 minutes to play in the third quarter. The free throw is up and in for Aaliyah. Her seventh point of the game, and that makes her Benedictine's leading scorer. No, Skylar is at 10. Nine. She hit a three a moment ago. This one is up, and it's perfect. So Washington with 9, and now Raines with 8, and Benedictine trailing 59-41. We've got 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Ball way out on top. Pisney cuts to the left side, gets away from Skyler, goes from 16, and Kansas. Pisney with the bucket. 6 in the quarter, 14 in the game. Timeout, Grandview and Joseph. Sounds like a good idea to me. We're taking a timeout. 4:53 to go in the third quarter. We're at Grandview, where it is the Lady Vikings 61, Benedictine 41.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
There's nothing like a fresh new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Grandview is going to keep the full court pressure. Benedictine will bring it in from in the backcourt. Melton will bring it in. Gets it in the middle to Raines. And Aaliyah into the forecourt with it. What have I told you? That Benedictine has a better shooting percentage from the floor than Grandview today. That's right. Lady Raven hitting 53%. Grandview hitting 52%. The difference being Benedictine is 17 of 34. Grandview is 24 of 46. Here's a run from the left side. Raines can't get it to fall. Melton follows shot. Won't quite get in. And the rebound is going to be cleared away by Grandview. Up with it is Ella Larson, a freshman from Fond, Iowa. Over to the right side. And then a travel with a basketball right in front of the Grandview bench. And that's got Coach Kelly Greenway steamed up. She is all over the official right in front of her with a 20-point lead and 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Benedictine will be putting in play against the full court pressure. Comes into Raines. Aaliyah loses the handle, has to go chase it down. Gets doubled up as she comes to midcourt. takes it over to the right side. BC, Riley Wade, goes back right side to Brzezowski. Alley in, up, two-handed layup is good. Brzezowski with seven. 61-43. 3:50 to play in the third quarter. Quickly down the left side. The layup misses and a rebound to Benedictine. Brzezowski comes down with it. Benedictine is going to run up the floor with it. Reigns into the middle. Bumped. Brzezowski. Three. Short. Allie coming up short on her shot. I don't know if her knee is bothering her a little bit. She got banged up a week ago now, matter of fact, up at Grandview. And those free throws, she's one of four. Seems like they're all coming up short, maybe just not quite getting that push. And again, maybe it's absolutely something else. Here's a shot from the right side that's up and good for two by Kelly Lear. Lear has her first two-point shot of the game and has eight now today, 63-43. 3 minutes to go, and the Ravens up court. We'll turn it over with the travel. Vikings are going to make four substitutions, and once everybody gets sorted out and all in, we will get some lineup info to you. Ravens are going to make one substitution. As Reigns is out, San Juan comes in. So, let's see the Benedictine lineup out here. Looking out of the floor. Ronnebaum, Melton, Wade, Brzezowski, San Juan. Here's a pass down to the baseline. Slapped out of bounds by Brzezowski. Brianna Bain and Ella Larson out there for Grandview. I see Maddie Alstrom and McKenna Monahan. And looks like Shannon Pisney. Those are the five for the Lady Vikings. 2:55 to go and running along in the third quarter. Grandview with the basketball leading us by some 20 points. They'll pass across court, deep into the right edge, down near the baseline, back out top of the key. Now the pass in lane is going to be knocked away and stolen. Anna Brzezowski coming up with the basketball. She's going to drive it down the court one on three herself and stops at the free throw line and says, wait a minute, and brings it back out on top. Anna San Juan from Spain on this Benedictine team will handle the ball at the point guard position. She'll take it off on top. Riley Wade goes to the left side of the free throw line, back over to the right. Driving into the lane, Ronnebaum in traffic, gets bumped and shoved around and fouled, and she will come to the free throw line, as that is beyond the limit. Fisher walks down to the baseline to put the ball in play, and another official went up toward the top and says, whoa, 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 we're shooting this. So coming to the free throw line for Benedictine, as Monahan picks up her second foul of the game, is going to be Heather Ronnebaum. Heather, two free throws here. The first one, yep. The senior from Atchison, Kansas, out of Mar Hill Mount Academy, hits the first one. She'll eye it up, long, hard look, sends up the second one, drains it. Gets them both. Ronnebaum at 4 points now. And it's 63-45. Benedictine is going to take Melton out of the game for a little bit, and in for her is going to come Jennifer Jacobs, the freshman out of Capen. 2:20 to go in the third. BC down 18. Grandview with the top side, Shannon Pisney. Pisney drives around to the right side, brings it back off on top, Monahan. There's a long cross court to the left. Benedictine staying to play her defense. Here's a shot from the top for three. It's an air ball short, pulled down on the fly by Benedictine San Juan. Dribbles eyebrow high. I mean, she is dribbling the ball way upstairs. Wants to get it to Brzezowski, who's yelling for the ball and doesn't get it. The feed in the middle. JJ turns and shoots. Can't get it. What a rebound underneath by Ronnebaum. For three, Wade. No. And the board down to the Vikings. Here comes Grandview. It's a two-on-one break and an easy layup on the other end. We're going to get Wade, and then Wade coming to the party late. Picks up a foul, an opportunity at a three-point play for Grandview. Minute 36 to go in the third quarter. Bradley Wade will have collected her first foul of the ball game, and we're going to see Skyler back in and Heather check out. So it'll be Washington, Wade, Jacobs, Brzezowski, and San Juan. Free throws up and good. So they're completing the three-point play for McKenna Monahan, and she's at 7 points now. Benedictine trailing by again at 21, 66 to 45. 90 seconds to go in the third quarter. BC having trouble. The ball is still in the backcourt. Are they going to get it across? Nope. And another time, Benedictine cannot get the ball across midcourt. And a 10-second violation. Granby will have it in on the near side, just into the forecourt. McKenna Monahan will be putting it in play from there. Monahan, the 5'8 senior from Silver Lake, Minnesota. Sounds lovely, doesn't it? Silver Lake. I've heard there are other states with Silver Lake. Here's a shot down to the baseline right. The foul called against Benedictine. The Vikings will come to the line for free throws. Allen will pick up her first. Allie Brzezowski will pick up her first foul. And Benedictine team foul three in the third quarter, but it's a shooting violation that has Brianna Bain coming to the line. And Bain scored 11 in the opening quarter. Had not scored since then until that shot. And she will hit both of these free throws. 4-4 at the free throw line, 13 points, and she extends the Grandview lead now to 68-45. Ravens down 23. They have trailed by as many as 25 in the game. Here comes San Juan down court, goes right side. Brzezowski up and in for two. Allie with 9 points. 68-47. And we're in the last minute of the third quarter. Granby working against the Benedictine player defense. We'll have it out on top to Maddie Alstrom. Over to the left wing. It's going to go to Pisney. Long cross court. Deep into the baseline. Right. It's going to be Monahan. She'll drive to the baseline. Gets tripped. Falls. And Riley Wade is going to pick up another foul. Wade defending. The ball handler was trying to work between Wade and the baseline. Kind of got hooked with her feet and went to the ground. Riley Wade, foul number two. And that'll be Raven team foul four. The inbound pass slapped out of bounds by Wade. It'll come back again to Grandview, this time from the baseline left, deep in the corner. Putting it in play is going to be Alstrom, the little 5'4" junior guard. Alstrom is not very tall. Now the ball knocked away by Skyler. Pisney goes in to try to fight it back, and a jump ball called. Possession, Grandview. 15 on the shot clock, 45 seconds to go in the third quarter. Grandview looking for its ninth consecutive win at home. They are 8-0 at home this season. They are 15-4 overall, 7-1 in the conference. They're having a great year. And now here's the layup. It's going to be up and good. And it is. Little Maddie Alstrom hits the bucket down to the baseline. Ravens coming up the floor. Game clock, shot clock 2 seconds apart. Skyler goes over to the left side. Driving across, going in. Little underhanded shot by Wade, way off the mark. She was just kind of wild and aggressive, and I think kind of closing her eyes and hoping to have been fouled there and was not. And back up court with it. Here comes Grandview. They're going to run it down for the final shot. 7 seconds, six. Lady Vikings out on top with five. The shot at the buzzer. It's up. It's good. And that is the end of the third quarter. We'll be back, fourth quarter, coming up in Des Moines, but right now it's all Grandview. Lady Vikings, 73, Benedictine, 47.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
Hi, and welcome back to the campus of Grandview University. Right here, we're on North 14th Street, just north of I-80 here in Des Moines, Iowa. Grandview with four players in double-digit scoring. Pisney, 14, Bain, 13, Larson, 11, and Monahan, 10. Eight apiece, Alstrom and Lehrer. Warren Benedictine, no one yet in double-figure scoring, but a couple of athletes knocking on the door. Kind of Washington and Allie Brzezowski each with 9. Aaliyah Raines with 8. Melton, 5. Runabom, Samarin, 4. Karis Keough, San Juan, Wade, Jacobs, each with 2. Reina, only Lady Raven, do not score yet today. We're back And here we go, fourth quarter underway. Benedict going to be putting it in play. A little scoop pass underneath. Nicely done. And the layup is going to be up in good. Skylar Washington for two. Skylar Washington. She's in double figures now. It is 73-49. Skylar has 11. Grandview on top with Ella Larson. Benedictine has utilized its entire bevy of players. Grandview has used 10. They still have two on the bench in warm-ups. Driving across, the shot clock is at two, and the shot at the buzzer is up and in. And is that Regensdorf who hit that shot? Looks like it. Her first point of the game, Ellie Regensdorf, I didn't know she'd even gotten into the game. I hadn't seen her come in, the sophomore from Red Oak, Iowa. 5'6". Here's a beat underneath. It's Samarin, who's been gone for a long time from the floor, comes in and lays it up and in. That is six for Natalie. 75-51. Round of left side, Grandview knocked away for a moment by San Juan, but Lady Vikings able to pick it back up again. We're down to 8.5 to go in the game. Top side with the basketball is going to be Regensdorf. Regensdorf trying to back in. Worked off a screen. Comes left. They'll go back door and reaching in to steal it. BC commits a foul. I think the foul is on Riley Wade. Riley will have her third foul this afternoon. And Benedictine will have their first foul of a fourth quarter. And with that, Wade out of the ball game and returning to the floor for Benedictine, the pride of MHMA, and Heather Runabaugh is back in. 8:20 to go in the game. Here's Grandview to the baseline. The runner is up and in. Nicely done. Ella Larson at 13 points now. It's 77-51. Grandview, Benedictine battling the full court pressure. Reigns will bring it up. Starts left, comes back right, gets it across the timeline, keeps the dribble alive, knocks it down low to run a bomb. She'll get out between the circles of Skylar. Skylar right in front of the Benedictine bench where San Juan will handle it there. She sets the screen for San Juan, but the defender slides across it. Back it comes on the give and go, and Skylar turns around, misses the shot, but we have a foul called off the ball. Back with the basketball will come Grandview. 7:49 left. Benedictine still trailing at 77-51. Walking it up the court, Grandview. Shannon Pisney with the basketball. Goes across the middle, dumps it over to the right side. Rigatuso is back in. And if she gets fouled on top, oh no! The what I thought might have been a foul turns into a travel as Natalie Samarin slid up from the high post defensively, got in front, and forced a travel. That was great defense by Samarin. 7.5 to go. Now BC double team to the backcourt, and San Juan just throws it into the hands of two defenders, either of whom could have picked it up. One did and lays it up and in it. Give the points and the steal to Ella Larson. She's at 15. And now Skylar runs over a defender. Now Heather goes to the floor looking for the ball, and we've got bodies starting to fly around. This little frustration probably begins to rear its head. 7:15 to play, and we have a Benedictine foul here. Yeah, Freeman's going to take a timeout. And let's do it, Joseph. What do you say? 7:15 to go with the women's game. With the guys' game still to follow. It's Grandview 79, Benedictine 51.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Grandview comes into the ballgame today having played only three games since late December. And actually, they have four wins, but one of them was earlier this week, a forfeit victory against Park. So they have not played a game in a week, and it would appear that a week of having not played did them absolutely no harm. They defeated Baker 80-53. So they won that game by nearly 30. a game by nearly 30 at Clark, 79-51, a 28-point win. You had a win over Culver Stockton by 41. So they beat Briar Cliff by 11. Very realistically, this Grandview women's team is very, very good. Free throw here is up and good for Ella Larson. That's 16 for Ella. This one, 17 for Ella. Grandview chases his lead to 30 now. It is 81-51. And here's Ronnebaum. Lady Ravens in the forecourt. Ravens have it out on top. Right side, Skylar Washington. Starts up, brings it back, reins, cuts baseline, stops outside, and her pass for Samarin was anticipated, stepped in front of and stolen by Rigatuso. She'll go down the left side, wait for her team to join her in the forecourt. Now the cross-court pass left out of bounds by Skylar Washington, and it'll come back in again to Grandview. With 22 on the shot clock and 6:46 to go in this women's college basketball game. Coming into the far side, it's going to be brought in play by Kelly Lear. And Grandview's back on offense. Lear brings it into Larson. To the right side. Here's a three. Up and good again. This is the first three of the game for L.A. Ringstorf. 84-51. Grandview. And now they anticipate the Raven inbound pass. Run in front of it. Steal it away. The set shot three is a good shot again for Ringstorf. That is the same spot as she hit the one a moment ago. It's now 87-51. Up court pass nearly stolen away, but Reigns is able to recover. Here comes Benedictson up the floor. 6 minutes left. The feed underneath. The turnaround shot up and good by Melton. Maddie Melton has her seventh point of the game, giving an assist to Heather Runnebaum at 87-53. Now down the left side, leaning in. Getting drawn off her feet and then kind of leaning in and getting fouled. The foul is going to be on Melton. It'll be her second foul of the game. Now, Grandview is going to make a five-player substitution, and it will incorporate the final two players off of the end of the bench. So we will pick them up as we get a chance. Right now, though, Grandview bringing it in play at their baseline. 5:50 to go in the contest. They lead by some 24 now. 34. Here's a shot from the right for three. No. Rebound. It's Aaliyah Reigns. Reigns brings it up the court. Out on there, on the floor now for Grandview. Maddie Ahlstrom and Maddie Danner in the game. Here's a running shot up and good. Skyler gets a couple of more, and she's a 13. Maddie Ahlstrom, Maddie Danner, Brianna Jensen, Lauren Connery, and Jenna Burns on the floor. Now for Grandview. 5:10 to go in the game. Lady Vikings at the left side. Shot clock now at single digits. The dish into the right corner. Down low is going to be Danner. He's inside. Stolen away by Samarin. Here comes Benedictin. 5 minutes to play. Reigns all the way to the right side, stops, holds it up, comes off on top. The feed left side, Brzezowski spins, twists, turns, goes into the lane, gets mugged from behind, knocked to the floor, no foul call, but the ball rolls out of bounds. And it's going to come back to Benedict and slapped out by Maddie Ahlstrom. And now the junior from Waukon, Iowa, is going to come out of the game, and back in for Grandview is going to come Regsdorf, the sophomore. BC with the ball, top side, Reigns for three, didn't get in. And you can see, I think she kind of double-clutched a little bit on that shot, so didn't get the shot away, and the cross-court pass for Grandview is going to be rescued deep in the baseline corner by Lauren Connery. Grandview's going to back it out on top. They lead in the ball game, 87-55. The pass in the middle, batted away by Samarin, and the Ravens are going to steal it away. Here comes Benedictin on offense. Skylar with it down the left side. She'll go three and hit three. Skylar Washington having a big fourth quarter. She's got 7 in the quarter, now 16 in the game. It is 87-58. 4 minutes to play. Grandview in front of their bench. Connery handles it. She mishandles it. Goes to the floor. somehow is able to recover and brings it back out on top. Shot clock at 8. The ball batted away and knocked out of bounds by Benedictine's Heather Ronnebaum. It'll come back into Grandview with 4 on the shot clock. Lady Ravens are going to make a trio of substitutions at 3:45 to go. And now we're going to get a timeout, Grandview. Joseph, let's take it. 3 minutes, 45 seconds to play in this women's college game. It's Grandview 87, Benedictine 58.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312 Commercial to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Welcome back. As we come back, Grandview puts the ball in play. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. The shot is away. It misses it. Rebounding back down, Benedictine and Aaliyah Reyes. Aaliyah up the floor, down the left side, hands it over. Skyler drives to the free throw line, starts down the side of the lane, comes back out atop the range, shows square, launch three. Perfect. Nicely done, Aaliyah Reyes, and she is at 11. 87-61. 3:15 remain. Grandview rolls around to the right side. The cross-court pass going to be stolen by Reigns, who is batted away in the middle by one of her teammates. Reigns is able to pick it up, drives it all the way down to the baseline. Right pulls up for dribble, comes out on top to Skyler. She'll cut down the middle of the lane, puts it up off the window, and will come to the free throw line. Skyler comes up kind of holding her back because she took a hard bump. Her defender kind of crawls to her feet. And Skyler with her hands on her knees, that's got to, obviously got to hurt a little bit. 3 minutes to go in the game. Skyler coming up there. That was the second foul for Rexdorf. First free throw here is up, and it will not go. One more shot coming up for Skyler Washington. This one a little bit short also, and that back's bothering her. Skyler with 16 points. Here comes Grandview. They are up the floor with Rexdorf to Brianna Jensen. Back out on top, Connery. And work over to the right side, right in front of their bench. BC stays with the player D, going into the lane. 2, 3, 4 steps later, the shot goes up, and we're going to get a turnover on Grandview. At 2, 3, 4 steps was ultimately called a travel, and Benedictine is going to take a timeout. Yeah, Ravens are going to take a timeout, and I hope it's to give a look at Skyler, make sure she's well. We're taking a break. Jones up at 2.5 to go in the game. It is Grandview 87, Benedictine 61.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill, and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Hey, the guys' game coming up here. 2:37 to go in the ladies' game, men's game coming up after this one, and the Grandview women are really good, undefeated at home this year. Well, yeah, the Grandview guys are really good, and they are also undefeated at home this year. The Benedictine men are going to see if they can bring a screeching halt to that here this afternoon. Right now, though, with 2.5 minutes to go in the women's contest, BC back with the basketball, and Riley Wade comes back in the game. Left side, Skyler stays in there, so she must be okay. Drives down the lane, tries to feed across for Allie. It's going to be picked up off the floor by Twyla. Her shot's no good. Tipped out. and a rebound hauled down by Grandview. Up with it is Lauren Connery. And Grandview will back it away up toward the top. Ringsdorf puts it out to Maddie Danner. Danner's from Boone, Iowa. You know people from Boone, Iowa, I think. Minute 57 to go. 87-61. They drive to the left side, and we're going to get an offensive foul called off the ball against Grandview. Foul is going to be on Jenna Brun. Jenna has her second foul today. She's out of Parkersburg, Iowa. Do you hear a theme here? Let's see, where did Grandview recruit from? Joaquin, Iowa. Selbrake, Minnesota, Boone, Iowa, Red Oak, Iowa, Algonia, Iowa, Lime Springs, Iowa, Remsen, Iowa, Council Bluffs, Iowa, Waterloo, Iowa, Britt, Iowa, Parkersburg, Iowa, Fond, Iowa, and Maxwell, Iowa. So, that said, Allie Brzezowski with the turnaround. She's in double figures with 11. It's 87-63. Grandview with the ball up top side. They like that Hawkeye State, don't they? Cross-court pass, going to be hauled down near center court. Minute 15 to go, shot clock at 7. Again, driving left, in some trouble. A skip comes out on top, shot clock to 3. Here's a long shot. It does draw iron, but it is going to be unretrievable as it flies out of bounds and well into the crowd. 1 minute to go in the game. Here comes Benedictine. And up the floor, Raina Jasper. BC out on top. Left side, Twyla. Raines thought about launching the three, then doesn't. Gets it into Brzezowski. Her shot misses, but she'll be able to rebound it back. Here's a three. Ravens from the top. There you go, Raina Jasper for three. 87-66. 30 seconds to go in the game. 20 seconds on the shot clock. So the Lady Ravens will likely get their hands on the ball one final time. Cross court. Nearly was right there. Now it's nearly over and back. No whistle. The feed to the top. The dish to the left. Down at the baseline. Squaring up. Here's a three that is far too hard. And the Ravens are going to rebound it down with 11. Up the court with 10. Here comes Riley Wade. All the way down the floor. Into the lane. Dumps it over to Brzezowski with 4. Out on top. Cutting down the side of the lane. In, up at the buzzer, off the mark, and that does the final score here this afternoon. Grandview 87, Benedictine 66, and we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Health Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes 2 complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and 5 clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Off of the Benedictine Lady Ravens this afternoon. They traveled with a dozen players, and they had a dozen players get into the scoring column today, but it still came up a little bit short to Grandview this afternoon. Let's take a look at the scoring for you. First of all, for the Lady Vikings, who pick up their 16th win of the year and go to 8-1 of the conference, then they were led by Ella Larson. So, as I pull up that page here, Ella Larson will lead her team 17 points. Shannon Pisney, 14. Brianna Bain, 13 and 10 for McKenna Monahan. Following them, it was 8 apiece. Alstrom, Ringsdorf, and Lear. 5 for Rigatuso. Jensen with 4. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, a 16-point performance this afternoon by Skylar Washington. 11 apiece for Aaliyah Raines and Allie Brzezowski. Madeline Melton had a nice afternoon with 7 points for BC. Natalie Samarin with 6. Heather Runnabaugh, 1 of 2, shooting a 2 of 2 at the free throw line, had 4 points today. Rena Jasper, a 3. Twyla Karaskiel with 2. 2 for Anna San Juan. 2 for Riley Wade. 2 for Jennifer Jacobs. The Benedictine women's record is now 13-6 and 6-3 in the conference. Stick around. Not sure if Coach is the traveling plans, if he's going to be able to come by and talk to us between games. If he's available, we'll be happy to do that. Otherwise, don't go too far, because before long, we're going to have men's comes basketball as both guys' teams are out of the floor, and they're going through pre-contest warm-up drills right now. Again, the final in the ladies' game, it was Grandview 87, Benedictine 66. Do not go away. Men's college basketball coming up shortly. And in the meantime, the best possible entertainment. Joseph, back to you. Hey, we're going to welcome you back here to Des Moines, Iowa, where, as the guys' teams are warming up for their game coming up at the top of the hour, we're joined by Chad Bolsom, head coach of the Benedictine Ladies, and coach coming up here today, Grandview. Really good team. You knew it coming in, and they came out of the blocks pretty fast, and they're not bad.
No, they're not. You're right. Yeah, they're one of the top teams in the league, and what they do really well is shoot the three, you know, and pressure in the backcourt. You know, and they did both of those things well, especially in the first half. I think they were 7-17. From three in the first half, really opened things up, got some turnovers on us with their press. And, you know, we have some new faces back there. They're handling some pressure for the first time this season, and it got to us a little bit at times.
See, and you're not looking for any excuses, but the fact is, you know, you're a little shorthanded coming in today, and you make some adjustments, and some people get a look.
That's right. You know, we had a couple people out with some COVID protocols, and, you know, we're missing our primary ball handler and Kennedy Nicholson, and Kyra Mizoraka, post player as well, was missing tonight. And of course, my coaching staff wasn't here as well tonight, but I appreciate Nate Shadow and setting up for me from the men's GA tonight. But yeah, like you said, we had new people out there. Anna San Juan played a lot of minutes there and had to handle the ball. I thought she did a pretty good job of getting us into offense, trying to get us situated out there. It was a new game, new for Raina Jasper. First time, first minutes out there. It's pretty tough to go against the team full court pressing you the whole time. So she got some important minutes there to experience there as well. And I thought, you know, as we got in the second half, we moved Aaliyah Raines over the point guard spot for us, and she did a nice job. You know, I thought she handled the ball well, and, you know, she always plays with confidence, and, you know, she had a good game. You know, a good game handling the ball, playing good defense, stuck a three there towards the end of the game. So I thought she did some nice things handling the ball.
Yeah, I watched her doing that, and I'm thinking, is Jeff West, did she maybe play a little bit of the one?
I think she probably did some. You know, they had a good young freshman, I think, on their team at that time. But, yeah, she did do a good job, you know, handling the ball. So she's nice of her to step up there and take on that role for us in the second half.
Early in the ball game, you actually had a better shooting percentage than Grandview. I mean, you were hitting shots. It's not like, you know, people look at the score and they say, well, kind of a differential. But it's not like your team played badly. They didn't. It's just that Grandview was getting so many shots away and hitting so many.
They were, you know, they move the ball really well, and they shoot the ball 1 through 5, can all shoot the three. And then they bring in 4 more kids, and they all shoot the three. So it's nice to have 9, 10 players can all come in and hit 3-point shots, and they're not shy taking them. But yeah, like you said, I thought, you know, first time in over a week now, we shot 52% from the floor. So we did a good job at getting shots, getting the ball to the post. I thought we executed our offense pretty well. It's nice to see us shoot 40% from three. And when was the last time we did that? That's been a while, too. So to see the offense doing what it did tonight was nice. Just taking care of the ball and handling the pressure kind of got to the times. And then, like you said, the way they shoot the ball, they got hot, you know.
I thought your offense was selective with a 3-point shot. They didn't take a lot of threes early. I think they were waiting for the shots that they wanted to come to them.
Yep. You know, we wanted to, you know, break the pressure and get into some offense. You know, I thought our ball screens and attacks were there. And also, our ball screens, they started switching them, so we were able to pass it back to our post. and get them some good looks around the basket. So I thought our gals were reading the situation pretty well in the half court.
Now, somebody else who I had a chance to meet and visit with, her family, who are up here today, and who I thought had just a really good outing, was Maddie Melton.
She did. Yeah,
I was impressed.
Yes, definitely. You know, I mean, for her, a big thing is playing physical, you know, and some games she gets moved around a little bit. Today, I thought she really answered today and played pretty physical out there. And then did a nice job on the offensive end, you know, making good moves, stealing big, and having a good touch around the basket. Yep.
All things that come with a little time and little work,
right? That's right, yep. Freshman getting opportunities out there and doing things. I thought another guy that came to play tonight was Skylar Washington.
Yeah.
You know, I thought she played well tonight, you know.
And I was worried about her when she kind of tumbled there late in the game, holding her back a little. Last thing you need, somebody else banged up, and she came right back in.
Yes, she did. No, she played well. I thought at both ends of the floor. You know, she was guarding his knee, and I thought did a pretty good job of keeping her in check for the most part. And then at the offensive end was really making some strong, aggressive drives, posted up, and it's nice to see her hitting her threes too, you know. 2 for 3 from three, that's nice for her tonight.
It feels like we've been on this road trip forever. It was only 3 games, but good news is fans get to see you at home Thursday.
Finally, yes. Finally, we're back in Ralph Nolan Gymnasium Thursday night. We got COVID Stockton coming to town, so it's nice to finally get back in our house for a little bit.
Coach, we're looking forward to that, and thanks very much.
We will talk
to you Thursday.
Sounds good. Thanks, Tom.
You betcha. Chad Folsom, head coach of the Lady Ravens. And, again, the guys' games, teams warming up out of the court. We'll be back with men's game in about 9 minutes. But in the meantime, once again, Joseph, so good of you. Back to you.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on CARE Radio and online at mscsports.net. The preceding broadcast was made possible by all of our Raven Sports boosters. Be sure to listen throughout the regular and postseason for live coverage of Benedictine Raven basketball. This has been an MSC Sports production.